From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The European Union's antitrust regulator Tuesday ordered technology company Apple to repay Ireland $14.5 billion in back taxes. It said Apple received an unfair tax break from Ireland and managed to avoid almost all corporate taxes across the 28-nation bloc for more than a decade. Margarita Vestager is the EU Competition Commissioner.
The European Commission has today adopted a decision that Apple's tax benefits in Ireland are illegal.
Apple Chief Executive Tim Cook immediately said the U.S.-based multinational company would appeal the ruling, as did Ireland, where nearly 6,000 people are employed by Apple. Cook said he is confident the ruling will be overturned. A car bomb exploded Tuesday near Somalia's presidential palace in Mogadishu, killing more than 20 people. Among those injured in the blast at the SYL Hotel were the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. The United Nations on Tuesday raised its estimate of the number of people killed in Yemen during the past 18 months to 10,000. Fighting has put millions of Yemenis in need of humanitarian aid. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Jamie McGoldrick told reporters the figure could be even higher. Republican Donald Trump is facing a pivotal moment in his U.S. presidential campaign against Democrat Hillary Clinton as he is set to explain his immigration policies. Trump plans to lay out his proposals Wednesday in Arizona, a southwestern state along the U.S. southern border with Mexico. This is VOA News. Lawyers at the impeachment trial of suspended Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff are making their final arguments before the Senate votes on whether to remove her from office. Rousseff, the country's first female president, was questioned by senators for more than 14 hours Monday after giving a 30-minute speech laying out her defense. Senators will hold a final debate Wednesday before voting on the verdict. The United States says both Turkey and the U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in Syria are critical to the fight against Islamic State forces in the region. U.S. Army General Joseph Votel, head of the U.S. Central Command, said the U.S. relies on both parties to help counter Islamic State forces. The two groups have been fighting each other along the Syrian border. The United States and India will bolster their sharing of intelligence on known or suspected terrorists. Here is Secretary of State John Kerry.
We agreed to expand the exchange of terrorist screening information, to deepen cooperation in designating terrorist groups at the United Nations, and to expedite mutual requests for legal assistance.
Kerry said the governments have also agreed on a joint cyber framework to reduce cyber crime. In a series of 40 rescue missions launched off the northern coast of Libya Monday, Italian Coast Guard personnel and several partner agencies saved around 6,500 migrants said to be traveling from Somalia and Eritrea. This week marks the one-year anniversary of the death of Aylin Kurdi. He is the Syrian toddler whose body washed up on a beach in Turkey. His photograph sparked an outpouring of outrage and support from around the world. Now the Norwegian Refugee Council, a human rights group based in Europe, is using the anniversary of young Kurdi's death to call on European leaders to stop the loss of lives on their doorsteps. The news agency for the Islamic State militant group says its spokesman in Aleppo, Syria, has been killed. The group says Abu Muhammad al-Adnani, one of its longest-serving officials, says Adnani was killed while surveying the group's military operations. Kenyan President Uhuru Kenyatta is urging South Sudan's leaders to implement last year's peace agreement and to stabilize the country. President Kenyatta made a one-day stop in Juba Tuesday. Turkish authorities have arrested the editor of a leading newspaper as part of an investigation into last month's failed coup. Turkish media said Hürriyet Daily editor Dinçer Göksi was detained Tuesday in Istanbul. He is one of nine journalists arrested across the country. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.